This is a second interview recorded for the Italian Market Gardeners Oral History Project. I'm interviewing Milva Rebuli, Nate Zampin, and I'm interviewing her at Flinders Park on the 28th of March 2016, and I'm Madeline Regan. Milva, thank you for the second interview today. It's great that you've been able to give the time. We were talking towards the end of the previous interview about, you know, your parents' dream of owning land at Findon. And I just wanted to ask, the glass houses got moved over there, and then how did your father and mother start up again with the market gardens?
Well, with that, when I was married at the time, so I Sandra would be able to tell you more about that than what I can, because well, I was married and I more or less I was out of that part of the time, you know.
Right.
So I can't really help you there.
I'm just assuming that they would have grown the same kind of vegetables.
Yeah. As far as I know, they were. Oh, I did go over and work in there after all my crowd were born. A little bit, you know, a couple of days a week, afternoons a week, and prune tomatoes or whatever,
So your dad and mum were lucky in a way that they had people who could continue to work with them.
Yeah, that was after Sandra had got married, and for 2 or 3 years until he retired,
And when would he have retired?
Oh, well, that I don't know. No, I don't know.
And we were talking before you and I, before the interview, about your parents going to Italy. And do you remember when they first went to Italy?
No, see, I don't really know the first time. It was just after the war. They went on a boat, and they came back with a new car, a sim car, a red one, and they had it shipped over. They went right through Italy and France, bought the car in France and went to Italy, and then had it shipped over here. But I don't know an awful lot about that because, well, I was married and didn't see them an awful lot.
Did they go by themselves the first time?
Yeah.
And do you know what it would have been like for your mother to go?
Well, she was quite happy to go, she, you know, she was saying, getting things ready and that, you know, really happy,
And for your dad, like, were the relatives still alive, you know, his parents alive then?
They were still both alive. Even the second time they went over, they were still alive. I think one of his sisters had died. But, no, they were, well, see, I can't say an awful lot there because I don't really know.
But obviously it was important.
Oh, they always wanted to go. She always wanted to go. Mum always wanted to go and meet her, you know. And Dad, when we were home, he'd always say something about our grandfather and our grandmother and he slept with the Pope and all this kind of stuff, you know.
And tell me about that joke.
Oh, we were talking one day and he says, you know, he said, I slept with the Pope, and we all looked at him, you know, because we're all quite young. And we went to school next day and we told him about it. The nuns weren't very impressed. From what I can gather, he was quite young, and you know how kids go over to one place and the other. They probably slept while the others played cards.
And the reason that he said that was because he came from the same village as Pope Pius the X.
Piero, wasn't it? Got one of my sisters called. The second name is Riese after the town.
And what did your father tell you about your grandparents?
Not an awful lot. Just that, oh, they did this and they did that, you know, but not an awful lot. Dad was more or less always thinking about his garden and all the rest of it, you know. But every now and again he'd come out with something, you know, but not an awful lot, you know. I can't help you out much there.
And so your parents had two visits to Italy?
Oh, I think they had three. Yeah, they went over and, you know, each time they used... Because Dad's sisters were mother superiors in a convent. And not sisters, aunties. And they used to go there and see them and they'd stay there and pay their way, you know. And then they'd go up and see the grandfather and my grandfather and go all around, you know. But he used to spend a lot of time there in Riese, you know, seeing different people. But when we went over there, when we said, where do the Zumpings live, they didn't know him. Nobody knew where the Zumpings were because they had a nickname for Zung. And as soon as you say Fazan, they all knew. And of course, half the town's Zampans.
And do you know how the nickname Fazan came about?
No. I think it must go way back, yeah.
So that when did you go, Milva?
I went... when did I go? I must have been about... 52. Tanya was about 16, and what is she now? 14. How many years ago is that? 40.
So she's 40 now.
Yeah, about 14, 15. Oh no, it's more than 25.
Yeah. So you and Elvio went?
Yeah. Mm.
And that was that the first time?
Yeah. It's a beautiful place, you know. I went to see my auntie Adelia. My Uncle Nickel, that's his wife, my Uncle Nickel went back to Italy and, he died there. And he took the Irene, my cousin, and I can't remember the boy's name. But anyway, they went back and Irene stayed here. And we went to see them and they took us around and we had lunch there and that. And then we went to see my auntie's sisters and went to see one of Dad's sisters. But she more or less made me feel awful. She said, what's good to bring in her here? She can't talk to me. So it didn't leave a very good taste in my mouth. But we stayed with Reb's people, you know, and... with Lino Rebelli. He's got an osteria there.
At Big Old Lino. Yeah.
We stayed there with him because him and Reb used to get on really well. They're two of a kind. But he died too. Still keep in touch with Marissa, his wife. And Johnny Rebelli, you got him in as well? The one that went back to Italy?
No, I don't. Mm. So he had been here?
Yeah, he came out here. He's Rickettle's nephew. Two sisters married two brothers. And, they both come out here and Doral went back, that's the brother, and stayed there. He died there, but his wife's still alive and Johnny's still there with his white mother, and he comes over every now and again and sees us. He's a bit like Guido, he's a rat bag.
And he speaks English?
Yeah, he grew up here, he went to school here, he went to, went to high school and all here, and then they went back, so he's got quite a responsible job, yeah. Mm. Where he is, he travels the world. Marketing.
Yeah, I don't know him. But what was the experience like for you to meet some of your dad's relatives?
Well, I'd met my auntie before because she was out here.
And did she speak English?
No, no. But, well, you don't need to know the language, do you? As we've proven, Mum and Dad.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Dad's people, they didn't make a very big impression on me, to be honest, because most of them had died when I went over there, and I didn't see a lot of them because we were only there in the afternoon, and we only saw a little bit, you know.
Mm.
But Reb was too busy with his own side of the family.
Yeah. Mm. And that must be so important when you go back. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, more his side of the family. I saw all of his side and they treated us well, you know, so. Mm.
Yeah. And was language a barrier?
No, because a lot of them speak English. Yeah, all the nieces and that all spoke English.
Yeah.
A lot of them learn English in the schools over there now, and it's proper English too.
Mm.
Mm.
And Milva, I'm interested in how you feel about your Italian heritage.
How do I feel about it? Well, they're my people, aren't they? Well, they are my heritage, more so than the Australian ones, because, well, let's face it, we've been brought up with it, and, oh, well, we go both ways, but we're more Italian than what, I think all of us are more Italian than we're Australian, yeah.
And how would that show that you were more Italian?
Well, now I can go down the shop and I can see someone that's Italian and I'll stay there and I'll talk to them and that's me. But if I see someone Australian that I know, I'll still do that. But I seem to lean more towards the Italian side than what I do to the Australian side. Can you understand it?
Mm, mm. Mm. I think that's really interesting.
Yeah. Well, we were brought up with Italians. It's not that we don't know Australians, but it's Italian, and most of our ways are Italian. Even down to last night, they come around here and they had Easter with me. And it's a tradition. It's like Christmas. They came here on Christmas night and, well, everybody brings a plate. They don't expect me to feed them. But everyone brings a plate and the whole family is here. Whole 50 of them. Yeah, and they're getting more.
And that is a very strong Italian kind of tradition, isn't
yeah.
it? Especially to mark
family,
those two
yeah.
Seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And when you were growing up as a child at school, and who would your friends have been?
I didn't have a lot of friends at school. None of us did, I don't think, because we were always had to get home early and help in the garden. But there weren't a lot of Italians up there anyway. There's only a couple. And
on your side of the river?
Oh, now you're talking about when I went to Star of the Sea or...
Oh, sorry, I was thinking about when you were...
Not Star of the Sea, Queen of Angels.
Queen of Angels. Just thinking about where your parents were on Henley Beach Road.
Yeah.
There weren't many Italians there
no,
then?
No, there was none. No, there weren't any. There was only Giacomelli. Well, he was single. And, well, he was a man, you know, older. And then his brother came out. But there was no Italians. There was all because we lived just across the road from Bookmakers Row, if you know where that is. It's, you know where the, do you know Henry Beach Road?
Yes.
You know where all those flash houses were?
On the other side, like on the southern side, the airport side?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that used to be called Bookmakers Row.
Oh,
in
okay.
Those days. They were all toffs, you know. But there was no one there for us to more or less mix with.
But as you said, when you were at home, you had jobs in the garden.
Yeah.
Where you met other children apart from your family would have been at social occasions with the community?
Oh, yeah, we used to mix with the Italian people, yeah. But there weren't a lot around those times, I don't know. It was only when we got a little bit older and we started to mix with Leia and the Griggles and Tonelatos and all that. When we got a bit older, you know, when we were working, yeah.
But I was wondering whether you would have gone to weddings with your parents, like people in the Veneto community.
Yeah.
And what do you remember about those sorts of occasions?
Well, there was nothing like there is today. There was more or less, we always used to make our own sandwiches and cook our own chickens and do up the plates. When one got married, we would all go and help, all the young ones would go and help and put things on the table and that, and go and make the sandwiches and decorate the place as much as we could. And it was all help, you know. It didn't cost what it does today, you know.
Ah.
We used to cook the chickens in a copper and, you know, make the... boil them most of the time, and then we'd put them in, cut them up and put them on the tables and that. Yeah, same with me. Well, that's what they did when I got married. They all came and helped.
And where did you get married?
I was the first one in Christ the King.
On
the Henley Beach Road.
Oh.
In the new one. Yeah.
In 1952.
Yeah. And... then we went up to, you know, on Taylor's Road, there's, you know where the police station used to be? On Taylor's Road, you know where Queen of Angels Church is?
Yes.
Well, there's the convent next door, and then there's the post office, and then over the road is a big hall there.
We had
a big reception there.
So did you name South Road as Taylor's Road?
Yeah.
So on the corner of George Street and South Road, or Taylor's Road. And everyone helped to provide food and
We had 500 people at our wedding.
500?
Yeah.
And who were they all?
Well, in those days you used to ask all your paisani and all your relatives. And, of course, all these people that you were interviewing were all part of our group, you know. And they would bring their children and their children. And Reb's, well, half a biggling was there, you know. So Rosetto's family's not small, not by a long way.
So plenty of people who, And what about your dress?
My dress? Do you want to see my dress?
Well, maybe after, but what...
not my dress, not my...
You can tell me about it and then we'll have a look. But, like, did someone make it for you?
No, I bought it. I saved up all my money that I... £52 I paid for it. And
would have been quite a lot of money.
Yeah, out of 30 shillings a week, yes, I paid for it.
And where did you buy it from?
Miller Anderson's. Long. And it was quite a nice dress. I made one almost the same for my daughter, my eldest daughter, when she got married. Because I used to sew.
How lovely. Mm. And who were your bridesmaids?
One was Kath and the rest were my sisters.
Kath
Sukulato. She went back to Griffith with her husband.
Right. Mm. And I think we're being visited here by someone. So we'll just take a break for a minute.
Yeah.